Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Boston Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting third. The third baseman, Nanny Fernandez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Max West. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Chet Ross. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Tost. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Lou Tost. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting third. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Babe Barna. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mickey Whitek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lorman. Pitching for the New York Giants, Bill Lorman. And now, play ball. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz strikes out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize strikes out. One out. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna hits a line drive into right field. Wehner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wehner. Barna moves to second. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Barna moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a pop-up beyond second. Cuccinello can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Barna scores. Lieber moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek hits a fly ball into left field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Tost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Cuccinello moves to second. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cuccinello scores. Fernandez moves to third. It's Braves, 1, Giants, 1. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0-for-1 in the game. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fernandez scores. West moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, Braves. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barna hits a ball on the ground towards first. West juggles the ball. That's an error on West. Mize moves to second. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. Lieber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ross. Lieber reaches second base with a double. Mize scores. Varna moves to third. It's Braves, 2, Giants, 2. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Varna scores. Lieber moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Giants. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0-for-1 in the game. Whittek hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lorman hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Tost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tost is 0-for-1 in the game. Tost strikes out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-2 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lorman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Holmes moves to second. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Gramp now playing first base. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gramp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mize for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Buddy Gramp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Klutz takes first base on ball 4. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whittek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barna hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 0-for-2 in the game. Witek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lorman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Barna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Tost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tost is 0-for-2 in the game. Tost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Lorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lorman strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-3 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cuccinello strikes out. The ball gets by Mancuso. He chases the ball to the backstop. Phil Massey pinch runs for Tony Cuccinello. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Gremp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gremp is 0-for-1 in the game. Gremp hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Skippy Roberge now playing second base. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mize is hit by the pitch. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barna strikes out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Klutz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Mancuso takes first base on ball four. Lieber moves to second. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 0-for-3 in the game. Witek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi pinch hits for Clyde Klutz. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi takes first base on ball four. Sibby Sisti pinch runs for Ernie Lombardi. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wehner takes first base on ball four. Sisti moves to second. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorman spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lorman. Sisti moves to third. Wehner moves to second. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Witek fields it and throws to home to get Sisti. Wehner moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank Demery pinch hits for Lou Tost. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 3, and Boston Braves, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.